We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Any news that you heard out of college football was primarily, the Buckeyes landed Brandon Ennis and Carnell Tate and... this kid signed with Alabama or Penn State. Whoa, hang on. That's going to change today. It did change today. It looks like USC and UCLA could be on their way to the Big Ten Conference. Now, Nicole Auerbach from the Athletic just tweeted this out about a half hour ago. Says, just got off the phone with someone who believes this eventually leads to two mega conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC, with 20 or more members apiece. So if this would go through in terms of the Big Ten, that would put them at what, 16, Duffy?
Yes.
Okay. So now you start thinking about an afternoon drive here on the Fan. Chico, Dustin with you. Now you start thinking about other programs. Who you? And it's funny because remember they had that... That little agreement, was it last year?
The alliance, right?
Yeah, like we're not gonna.
It was the Pac-12 and the Big Ten were making a pact that they were going to basically not poach each other's teams, and they were gonna I don't really know what it meant. It was the Pac-12 Big Ten alliance.
Yeah, it was in response to the SEC adding Oklahoma and Texas, and it was a handshake agreement between the Big Ten, Pac-12, and the ACC. Don't forget about the old ACC. To agree to work together on various issues to stabilize college football, essentially, do not poach each other's members. Wow, that's gone out the window. Come on now. That was fun while it lasted. By the way, Bill Landis of The Athletic, speaking of The Athletic, he says, why not add Hawaii? I agree. I think Hawaii would be a nice
addition. Hawaii,
be a nice addition. I mean, who else? Notre Dame? I mean, it's
Notre
going to
Dame makes some sense. I think Oregon and Washington are the next two that come.
Yeah.
I mean, out of the Pac-12, it makes a lot of sense. Right? I mean, Pac-12 is going to, they're going to be looking for teams too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They'll be poaching from the Mountain West.
And feeling very good about it.
Yeah, Pete Futek was like, who's joining us next hour at 3 o'clock, is like, the Pac-12 should be looking to San Diego State. And Kansas.
I mean, doesn't it seem we were on the road to mega conferences? It was kind of tabled for a while, and I don't want to say just because of COVID, because there's a lot of moving parts with any of this. But I think when COVID hit and you had, so many things, you couldn't really meet, and then it really delayed a lot of this process. Now, there was the talk that they wanted to get this in play by, what was it, 2024, Keith?
As early as 2024.
Yeah, as early as 2024. So, I mean, they had kind of been on this road to talking about it. But now, you're talking USC. And this is not, USC is USC, but this is not the same old USC because now Lincoln Riley's there and bringing the top-notch recruits and quarterbacks and all that stuff.
By the way, Pete Thamel just tweeted out moments ago that he spoke to some sources who called the move to the Big Ten for USC and UCLA a formality. Press conference expected in the next 24 hours, perhaps as soon as tonight. So this is essentially done.
It's a done deal. Yeah.
Per Pete.
Wow. All right. 216-578-0092. Let's just ask, do you like this idea? I mean, if you're a Big Ten fan, if you're an Ohio State fan, if you're a college football fan, do you like the idea? I mean, you don't, even though it's been coming and I don't think there's anything we can really do about it, but you don't necessarily have to like it. You're going to have to accept it eventually, but you don't have to like it. Do you like it? Do you like the idea of USC and UCLA coming and then, possibly two super conferences, Big Ten and the SEC, and both are end up going to have 20. So that would
to me, this is fantastic news. This is great for the Big Ten, adding two quality institutions that bring cachet. You bring in one of the largest media markets in the world to our, you know, a conference. So I think this is going to be awesome. I mean, the SEC is now going to be loaded with Texas and Oklahoma, already loaded. I mean, if not the greatest conference we have, one of the best conferences up there with the Big Ten. And I'm just, man, I can't wait to see how this thing unfolds. Obviously, we're going to have to get rid of divisions in the Big Ten, you know, much like what the ACC just did. But you're going to have, Chico, week in and week out, matchups that, you know, are going to be like, you know, premier institution, the Blue Bloods, playing each other every single week.
We got, all right, yeah, Dustin,
you got something?
We got some breaking news. Okay. 92.3 The Fan, which is brought to you by the Beat the Streak podcast. Get an inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day this baseball season. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Sham Sharanya, Kevin Durant has requested a trade out of Brooklyn, according to him, and now there's other NBA reporters reporting the same thing. So, Kevin Durant, looks like his days in Brooklyn are probably over.
Guess he's not too happy with Kyrie, huh?
If you're Brooklyn, like, seriously, if you're Brooklyn, you're going, wait a minute. Okay, we knew we had some headaches on our hands. We knew that we had some, but like, yeah, I mean, yeah, Kyrie opts back in, but clearly, I think, don't you think if you're Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving played you? I mean, like, he literally just, he played you. And for what reason? Look, if you're somebody thinking about joining the Brooklyn Nets, in this case, because obviously Kyrie is back with Brooklyn, pretty much had no choice, by the way, because we wanted to say, oh, well, what about L.A.? And what? Well, I mean, I don't, that really wasn't gonna happen. Brooklyn called his bluff, Kyrie's bluff. But I think with Kevin Durant, I think it's clear, and not just Kevin Durant, whether it's James Harden, whether it's LeBron James, whether it's Kyrie Irving, will always be as uber talented a basketball player as there is on planet Earth. But you just don't know what you're going to be getting day to day and if he's going to show up or if he's going to disappear for 2 weeks at a time. And I just think that's the even friends of his, even guys that really do appreciate and respect his level of play, they don't want to be a part of that. So I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised. Now, where do you think was Draymond greasing the skids for him returning to Golden State? Is that possible? I don't know.
Well, Draymond was sucking up to him. So
Brian on Twitter reaction powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Brian says, so do these two mega conferences then tell the NCAA to, well, I won't use the word he used, to bleep off, and then they'll make their own rules. Again, Twitter reaction by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I mean, right now, who is running the show? You know what I mean? Like, isn't it basically just the conference commissioners? I mean, they probably have more say than anybody. I mean, we had Ross Dellinger on not long ago, last week, I think it was, to at least get an idea of, okay, who is in charge? Obviously, Emmert's not there, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. Hey, is Miami doing everything? All right, who's this committee that's going down to check on whether things are on the up and up? Yeah, it might come to that. I don't know. You need one voice. You need one. I don't know who that would be. I don't know if that's even, you know, logical, if it's feasible. But you've got to find some. We already know it's the wild, wild west, whether it's NIL and you know, conferences and all that stuff, but you got to have a voice. And it doesn't feel like that's coming anytime soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.